I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget who you are, bud. I've forgotten who I am.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
More like, you know who I am. It's game time! No, it's not. It's Friday. Game's on Sunday. Don't do this.
The game just started, man. The Rose had a fire show, man. Yeah. Breakfast, Baldy, Ponte Shasky, my boy Bradford. Let's go, Steiny! What's your key to the game? Seriously, man. If you call out one niner like we did a couple weeks ago, mine's Bosa.
Again? You can't think anybody else?
No, they got a tackle situation. Their tackles.
Oh, well, is it kind of? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Kansas City.
No, why don't you just say it?
They can be had, and I think Bosa can eat
their left tackle.
In fact,
say it.
But I'm just
they're
telling
missing
you.
Their Trent Williams.
I'll never make I'll do it here, a correlation between the actual game and fantasy football. But remember when Mahomes was a one-man gang and he's putting up 40, 35 points every other Sunday? Steiny, the Chiefs' offense is different now. They're not just throwing it all, chucking it over the all across the yard, and that's why he's not getting those points in fantasy. But the bottom line is they throw, and we're going to play some Cosell sound, who joined Willard and Dibbs, and by the way, Dibbs with a bounce back.
Oh, really?
Oh, Cosell said, great question. He had him stumped, Steiny. He asked him a question. Greg was speechless. So we'll get into that. But I'm just looking at what they have on the O-line. And if you watch the Chiefs as they compiled a 5-0 record, Steiny, if Bosa's in that zone, along with Floyd and the others, I mean, he can eat and kind of wreck this game. So it's on him. I'm not calling him out, but he's coming off his best game of the season, Steiny. 14 pressures.
No sacks.
Yeah, but still, 14 pressures. Man, if he can do that to Mahomes, I think that component goes a long way to a Niner victory.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Super Bowl was more than 8 months ago. Mm. We've been thinking about this game ever since the schedule came out. And it's very simple, 49er fans. What do you got to do to beat the Chiefs on Sunday? What do you think your key to the game is? Mm. And how are you taking in this game? Is it biggest game of the year? Or will there be a bigger game next week? But how do you put the Chiefs game into context? 888-957-9570. What are you looking for most on Sunday when you sit down to watch what's going to be, so far, probably the most watched game in the NFL? Tom Brady going to be here to call the game. Kevin Burkhart. So, be a lot of fun at Levi Stadium. No doubt about it. Ricky Pearsall looks like he may play.
Man, can you imagine?
To some degree. Sure, I can imagine. It's trending in that direction. And maybe we'll see him return at punts. Who knows?
Wow. But just imagine, before you interrupted me, I was saying the fact that the roar of the crowd when he steps on the field, if you would have let me finish, that's what I was talking about. So sure, I could imagine that wasn't on the playbook. The fact that he could possibly in this game, Steiny, get introduced and go out there, if it's returning to punt or just a play, can go a long way emotional standpoint.
Yeah, I think it'll be indistinguishable, the cheer for Pearsall versus
so
everybody
understand.
Else.
No.
Yep. I think Purdy will get a loud ovation.
Yep. You wouldn't understand.
Purdy will get a loud ovation. Always does. Quarterback always gets the big cheers. And the girls.
Right, he's single.
It's the way it is.
Well, he's got a girl.
John Lynch said recently, earlier this morning, trending in the right direction, according to John Lynch. So this game is a 1:25 kickoff. Do you know where you're watching it yet?
Yeah, I told you. The lab. I'll be in the lab, Steiny. This is a great one. And I'll say this, because we've been talking about it all week. Give me this. Meet me halfway. Emotionally, they all are the same, right? They're one game. But, Steiny, what if I told you a lost Sunday, from an emotional standpoint, the Niners don't have that again on their schedule? Yeah, you got Dallas coming in. You own them. You should win. They're a mess. You know what I mean? This is the team that beat your ass in front of the world. They've done it twice, but just last February to exact revenge this Sunday to go 4-3. I don't know what other avenue you would want to go down to get your season back on track than beat Kansas City.
Well, the the one thing that's obviously going to be coming up down the road is whether you beat the Kansas City Chiefs or not, the schedule.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The schedule gets a lot harder. You got the Cowboys after that. You got the bye. And then, boy, we got what? The Bills are going to be coming up. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be coming up. The Lions are going to be coming up. The Packers are going to be coming up. So the reality of the situation is, yeah, it's a big game. It's a Super Bowl rematch. But the other thing that we talked a little bit about yesterday, we get more into it today. You lose on Sunday, drop to 3-4 with the schedule that you have coming up.
Facts.
Maybe you're not that good of a football team. Maybe that's what is at stake on Sunday if the 49ers lose, because they get beat by the Chiefs on Sunday, then all of a sudden the following week against the Cowboys is going to be make or break, essentially.
And you've yet to win two in a row.
And the Cowboys will be coming off a bye, too.
Yeah, speaking of which, Donnie, that's the one thing about this matchup that bothers me. Andy Reid, what was it, 21-27-4 off a bye? That bothers me. Kansas City will come in here fresh, so we'll see what that means Sunday at kickoff. But this team is looking for consistency. They've lost two in a row, yet to win two in a row. And if you could do it after beating Seattle on Thursday nights, Donnie, I don't know what better way to say, you know what, we're back, or we got momentum, let's go. And you get ready for that Dallas showdown after this game.
888-957-9570 is the number. What do the Niners have to do on Sunday to beat the Kansas City Chiefs? What's the biggest thing in your mind? Let's go to Scott. Scott's going to get us started in Hayward.
Scotty.
What's up, Scott? How you doing, man?
Morning, gentlemen. Good show. I think you're overrating the Cowboys a little. They're a freaking mess. They look terrible against Detroit. So I'm not that worried about next week. I mean, you got to worry about every game, but the Niners are coming off a little mini bye here. They should be nice and rested against KC. KC's not the same offense they've been. The key to the game, I think, is don't get cute. If you're up 10 points, run the damn ball. If I see them up 10 points and they go 3 and out on 3 passes, I'm going to throw a brick through my television.
So yeah.
Shanahan, keeping it level, keeping it real, and keeping his foot on the gas, run the damn ball, control the clock, keep Mahomes off the field. That's number one. Number two, I'm glad Pearsall's coming back, because I think it sounds like Jennings might not be in the game. He's been missing practice. He's kind of banged up, so I think we need all the firepower we get. But on that note, I think you got to stop alternating between Ayuk and Debo. I think you need to get Ayuk and Debo equally involved in this game. I think you got to mix in Garendo. I think you got to run the ball as much as you can and rotate your running backs. But, yeah, pedal to the metal. Go Niners.
Thanks for the call, Scott.
Yeah, and speaking of run the ball, Scotty, we still don't know what role – J.P. Mason, if any, will have Sunday. So we might get a good look at Guerrero. So that's a big deal. And speaking of which, Donnie, the Chiefs, I was listening to Cosell with Willard and Dibbs again. It was spectacular. They run a lot of man press coverage. And I know they lost Snead, but they still got McDuffie. So it's like imperative that these Niner receivers, and that's a big blow if Jennings is not in there, but Debo, Ayuk, Pearsall, Jennings, if he plays, they got to do something in the passing game. And we've been talking about, oh, Brock's been holding the ball. I'm telling you, I don't know if you got the sound. Can you play the sound? Yesterday, Greg Cosell, Donnie, talking about the Niner receivers against man coverage. These were his thoughts.
When you look at the Niners receivers between Juwan Jennings and Debo and Brandon Ayuk, who is the best man beater of the trio?
That's a great question. That's a tough one. I mean,
but you're paying one receiver.
That's it?
Yeah. You're paying one receiver $30 million. You better know. But I'm starting to hone in on that aspect of this team. Like, is that why we've been seeing Brock hold the ball? That can't be the case Sunday against Spagnuolo and McDuffie-led secondary and Chris Jones on the line causing havoc. And, Stoney, if that is true, I love Brock Purdy because he hasn't thrown anybody under the bus, but it would explain a whole lot. If I'm trusting you to get open and you're not, Stoney, I'm going to hold on to it. So I can't wait to watch that play out. If Kansas City, again, no Snead, he's not with them, but McDuffie is patrolling. Who will he line up on? Will he follow somebody? Will he just guard Ayuk the whole game? I don't know, but I really mean this, man. One of my favorite movies of all time is Gladiator. Russell Crowe, right? And he's in that big Coliseum Gladiators. And Stoney, the roar of the crowd when he's up there and he's talking to him, I feel like that will happen once Pearsall, if he is able to even just step on the field. Imagine catching a big first down or a touchdown. Now, it's baby steps, but that place would go ham.
And I don't even know what number he's wearing.
What you mean?
49er fans don't even know what number he is.
Well, stop. It's right here.
Yeah, you know, I got to believe that. Yeah, you're probably right.
Number 14, Stoney.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it'll be. I think it's a kind of reaction we'll get for Ricky Pearsall.
No, it's just
like
emotion. That's what I'm looking for.
Emotion, right? Forget Clay Thompson coming back to the Bay. Ricky Pearsall is going to make a fair catch.
No, that was incredible.
Hey, yeah. Mike's in Santa Rosa. Wants to talk about the Niners defense. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Thanks for having me, guys. First thing, you guys as broadcasters in the Bay Area, you're the most professional, I think, in all the country.
Oh,
so,
oh wow.
That'd be said.
I don't know about professional.
I'm freaking angry.
Go ahead, baby. Get it out.
I'm angry. I'm angry, man.
Oh, what are you angry about?
People. We got to put somebody to sleep. Mm-hmm. We got to be rally loud about it. We got to hit somebody. Got to hit somebody in the mouth now. It ain't going to be pretty around my place on Sunday, I'll tell you that.
Wow. He says he wants some nastiness.
Yeah.
He wants somebody knocked out. Put somebody on their ass.
Can't
Shark
that.
Week, eat. That's my ball, D. I'll give myself a 3. But, Stoney, I keep bringing up the Clay Thompson thing was special. This is their
what
version
hasn't happened
of it.
Yet?
When he came back against Cleveland on that Sunday night game at home.
Oh, you mean from injury?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so I was just talking about emotion.
Memory dunk.
Something you wouldn't know about emotion. Dude, you better change your tune, man. I don't like this side.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.